Focus on flowers. English-born John Bartram spent more than 30 years exploring Northeast America in search of new plants. He discovered asters and goldenrod and many others, despite numerous inconveniences such as rattlesnakes. Monarda, known also as bee balm, was one of his finds. It is a member of the mint family and spreads rapidly, but butterflies, hummingbirds, and bees are grateful for this, since they find it very enticing indeed. It is an aromatic perennial with erect, square stems and roots that are easily dislodged when we need to rip some out. Also known as bergamot, the leaves are a popular flavor for tea, though the leaves hold no interest at all for grazing deer. It grows in sun or part shade, but is susceptible to powdery mildew, which, while not slowing it down, does make the leaves look less attractive. So cut the plants down once it has bloomed. The blooms are scarlet, purple, pink, and white, sometimes shaggy, but vibrant and appealing both in the garden, in a bold clump, or in a vase. Stand the flowers in deep water for a few hours before you arrange them to extend their vase life. Most of the plants are 36 inches tall, but there are some dwarf varieties and also some that claim to be mildew resistant. If you have a lot of space and want a vigorous, easy-to-grow plant that chokes out most weeds, let it naturalize where it won't be a problem. Otherwise, you must be ruthless to keep it contained. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Monarda.